Yeah, a fantastic match. You know, obviously disappointing with the result. You know, they showed spells in the game where they looked very good, but I felt overall we probably created the better chances, but the better team. And, you know, thankfully we've got another home leg next week at the KC where, you know, I think when they come to our atmosphere and they play with the intensity that we're going to play at, I don't think they'll be able to handle it. So, like I say, we take positives from tonight and we go home, we get ready for Sunday. And hopefully we get a good result Sunday and we welcome them back Thursday.
What happened at the start of the second half? Because you were in control of the game at half-time, mm-hmm. admittedly not on the scoreboard. But what happened at the start of the second half? They looked a lot brighter.
I think they probably just came out of the traps, you know. I think when you're playing European football, you have to be focused mentally all the time, you know, because these European teams can hurt you when you're unexpecting it. So, like I say, you know, it was a mistake, but one that, you know, everyone's going to learn from. You know, we move on. You know, there's no individual errors. It's all as a team. The fact that we've got another leg and it shows coming at home, the way we can create chances, the intensity we play, you know, I'm sure it'll be another full house at the KC. So, you know, we're not worried with the fact that, you know, that we showed some positive signs today and we can take that forward.
Has Alan McGregor said anything?
No, you know, it's not about whether Alan's made a mistake or anyone else. You know, every player's going to make a mistake in this season. You know, but as a team, we're strong. The character in that dressing room is better than ever, you know, and the lads work for each other both on and off the pitch. And, you know, to have that vibe and that spirit is fantastic. So, like I say, there's no panic. You know, there's not a case of, well, oh, it's over. It's not. You know, we've got another leg at the KC where, you know, if we play like we did today with more intensity and more attacking prowess, then I'm sure we'll put these to bed.
Yeah, for the amount of possession you had, you didn't quite get the reward in the game, did you?
No, of course not. But that's something we learn from. You know, in European football, it's not like the Premiership where it's back and forth, 100 mile an hour. You know, you have to be patient with the ball. And we had a game plan, and I think majority of the time it worked. You know, unfortunately, we made one silly error, and you get punished for it. But like I say, you know, we look forward to Sunday now, a big game at home to Stoke. And then hopefully if we get past Stoke, it brings in more confidence to take them on our home patch.
How are you settling into the club? What are you making of it?
Yeah, I've loved it. You know, I've loved every minute of it. And, you know, these lads and the staff and have made me feel welcome. And that's the biggest part. You know, when you feel welcome off the pitch, your performances are better on it. And I remember when I came on against Trenton the other week and the standing ovation I got from the fans was tremendous. You know, and I feel like I'm at home. You know, I feel that now I can really start to settle down, and this is a big year for me, you know, and hopefully, you know, I can show the whole fans what the gaffer's brought me in for. Most importantly, to work hard for this team, but, you know, to help win matches by scoring goals.
Where's your best position?
My best position is wherever the gaffer wants me to play, you know.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah, very.
Where do you think your best position
yeah,
is?
Yeah, well, either number 10 or wide, you know, I've always played there throughout my career. But you know, the gaffer likes to chop and change the formation at times, but I'm just happy to be involved. You know, there's a lot of football to be played this season, and if I can keep myself fit, you know, keep myself strong and make sure I'm working hard in training, and when asked to perform and score goals, you know, I've got my individual ambitions as well. You know, if I can get goals for this club and help us win football matches, then that's my priority.